Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working on improving our financial IQ. And really, there's so many different IQs you have to be aware of. There's a, just simply intellectual IQ, relationship IQ, sexual IQ, financial IQ, and multiple, every arena of your life has, you have to build up that skill. So many people go through life just kind of winging it using the trial and error method, where they just try stuff. If it doesn't work, then they try something else. Doesn't work, try something else. And then there's a group of people that go, I don't think I'm going to try. I think I'm going to just go read a book on how to do it right the first time. And that's really what this, who this show is for. There's two main groups that listen to this show. People like myself who want more out of life. They want to drive Ferraris. They want to go to Europe. They want to go to Greece. They want to go, you know, they have these big life goals. This show's for you. It's also for people who are just dissatisfied with their present financial position. They've worked for 10 years, 20 years, some people longer than that, and they're still not in the financial position they want to be in. And I know I say this at the beginning of every show, but you got to think about that. 40 hours a week you've been working, some of you 50 and 60, for 20 years, and you're still not in the financial position you want to be in, and you keep doing what you're doing. That doesn't make sense. It didn't work the first 20 years. You know, I was going to say, what makes you think it's going to work the next 20 years? But I know you know it's not going to work. So the question, the better question is, why do you keep doing the same thing over and over again, knowing it doesn't work? So today's show, I'm going to be answering email questions almost the whole time. The reason is I got a group of emailed questions about an event we did several weeks ago where I invited other real estate investor leaders, influencers, to speak at my office. And oh my gosh, the scarcity mentality came out in a lot of people. It was, why would you invite the competition to speak at your office? I'm going to tell you that competition is a state of mind, and it is a state of the weak mind. There's an opposite, stronger thought pattern, which is cooperation, synergy. I invite people who I deeply respect because I cannot tell my members, my students, I'm God and don't join any other real estate investor groups, don't study any other books, don't study anything else, just listen to me, I'm God. When at the same time, I'm spending $30,000 a year on other people's books, CDs, online programs, boot camps. Does that make sense? How can I tell you not to do it and then I'm doing it? It doesn't make sense. I've always been a member of multiple groups. My theory, and it paid off, was to have multiple fishing poles in multiple ponds. See, when I started, I had bad credit, no money. So I needed a mentor that knew how to work around that. I needed a mentor that could teach me wholesaling. And, you know, it's been 30 years, and I think I learned wholesaling from Carlton Sheets. So I used Carlton Sheets and was a member of Carlton Sheets' group and took his week-long boot camp to learn wholesaling. Then, when I had paid off all my debt, had some money saved up, and I wanted to move to flipping, I bought a course on flipping. Now, I'm not sure who it was. I want to say it was either Tommy Vu or Dave Del Dotto, but I bought that course, and I learned how to flip. Then, I wanted to move to single-family rental. So I started reading books on single family rental and taking boot camps and things like that on single family rental. Then when I moved to apartments, unfortunately, I couldn't find anybody that taught how to invest in apartments. The only book I could find was Steve Burgess's book, How to Buy and Sell Apartment Complexes. And unfortunately, I only read half the book before I bought my first apartment complex, which cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars in profit I should have had. Now, don't get me wrong. I made a lot of profit on that 10-unit, but I could have made more if I'd have finished the book and understood cap rates and net operating income and so on. I sold it probably $200,000 to $300,000 below what I could have gotten for it if I had known what I was doing. So I am a strong proponent of having and studying multiple gurus, you know, and I hate to be called a guru, but people call me that. You want to have as many ideas as possible. And the way that it paid off for me is deals would be turned down by other members of the group that I was in. But because I knew 50 different ways to do deals and they only knew two or three, I was able to do deals that they couldn't do and make myself a lot of money. Now, I will tell you this, I don't let just anybody speak at my group. They have to be referred by my members. I have to have either taken their course myself or my members have taken their course and they go, yeah, there's valuable information in there. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about this when after we come back from the break. I'm going to give you a sales pitch for constant growth, constant education, and why it's so important. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You can call at any time, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about constant growth. And the reason that it's so important is that there's only one way to coast in life, and that's downhill, negative. If you're not constantly reading, and this is important, you got to make this distinction, non-fiction books. If you're not constantly reading nonfiction books, then you're going to stagnate. I make this joke live, and I hope it comes across as well on the radio, but 70% of Americans never read a nonfiction book after high school or college. Does it make sense when I say that 70% of us are dumber at 55 than we were at 22? Because does your memory get better or worse as you get older? Worse. So you've forgotten a lot of the stuff you knew at 22, and because you didn't read nonfiction books, you've forgotten that and you haven't added anything to it. You're literally dumber at 55 than you were at 22. It's not the way to live. See, stagnation leads to death. Growth, you're either blooming or dying. You're either blooming or dying. What are you going to do? If you read, you're going to bloom. If you constantly attend seminars and you join a group or two or three or six like I did, I guess I joined more than that when I really think about it, but you don't have to go to my extreme. Your goal's not to be a consultant. You're just trying to get financially independent. You don't need to go to the extremes I do. I spend upwards of $30,000 a year on continuing education. So this is why I don't have the scarcity mentality. I don't think of these guys as competition. And I actually have promoted most of them on my radio show at one time or another. You know, I make the comment all the time. I go, look, if you're comfortable with me, then join my group. But there's certain people that are going to go, I don't like the tone of his voice. I don't like his jokes. I don't like this. I don't like that. Don't join with me. But find someone you do like that's teaching similar material and join them. I don't expect to sell 100% of the people. First off, that's an impossibility. And I don't have any problem promoting multiple or other similar groups because it's wise. I did it to be a member of multiple groups and learn from multiple people. Every time I spent, and I think the most I ever spent was $30,000 on one program. Yeah, that's right. No, Sunil Tulsiani, I've spent over 30 grand. But he has made me hundreds of thousands of dollars as a result of some of the material I learned from him. You look at the $30,000 I spent with Carlton Sheets. I made that back in 3 months. And then I made hundreds of thousands off of that information over the next few years. There's a sales pitch out there that I agree with that says if you spend $500 on a program, $10,000 on a program, and you get one good idea out of it, it's worth it. And I totally agree with that. I have never taken a course that I didn't make more money than it cost me. Never. So I hope that answers your question when you wonder why I'm not a competitive guy. I don't see the other companies as competition. I want to work with every other company. I want to help them. I want a win-win situation, of course, but I want to help them. Plus, they're just great. There's some great people in across the country, but there's especially a large group of great people in Houston. So there's my reasoning behind it, and I hope it makes sense. But if you follow the main concept of what I just shared with you, it's constant growth. Constantly be reading, constantly be attending seminars, constantly take courses to improve whatever you're working on, whether it's your relationship IQ, your financial IQ, whatever. The biggest mistake that people can make, in my opinion, or it was one of the biggest mistakes I made, I kind of felt at times that I was the only person that had this particular problem. And it made me fearful. It made me not ask for help because I thought I was the only person with this problem. And then after reading and reading and reading and spending, you know, days, weeks at the library, I remember going, there is a book on everything. Then I realized there are multiple books on everything. Romance, travel, exercise, building wealth. There's thousands of books of people that had the exact same problem or challenges that you have. So don't ever let yourself feel like you're the only one that's ever had this problem. You're not the only one. And not only that, hundreds of thousands of people have had the same problem, and probably 1,000 of them wrote a book about it. And you can go read that book and get 10 years of experience in a matter of a couple days. Okay, got a question from a Charlie. I'll answer this in a second. Let me go to the phone lines first and talk to Anna. Anna, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Hello, Steve. My name is Anna. Can you hear me okay? Do I have an echo there?
You sound good. How can I help?
Okay. Oh, so I'm taking your two-day seminar right now online. It's awesome. It's an awesome refresher. I've been a landlord for 10 years, and I have long-term tenants. It's been successful. So, and my tenants extend their leases during the summer. So right now they're already calling me 60 days in advance to extend. And I raised their hands and they're like, okay, let's proceed.
Okay.
So with that said, I've heard that you said you don't just do extensions. See, I do your, like yearly or two yearly extensions every time to kind of re-sign them. And you said that you sign a new lease every time. Is that correct?
Yeah, I always use a new lease, okay. And I never go more than 12 months. Did you say you're doing two-year extensions?
Yes. Some of my tenants, they tell me, oh, we want to retire, we want to die at your property. I'm like, please don't die, but, you know, I'm honored here. So I let them extend like 3 years, you know, at a time, some of them.
Okay. I want you to fire me an email. There are risks involved in going past 12 months. You need to know that. But it's too long for the radio show.
Okay.
Email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com.
Okay.
And I'll get you that data because you really should only be doing 1 year. I believe, Anna, that it's best to do it on a new lease.
Okay.
And that gives you the opportunity to raise the rent every 12 months because the rent is going up in Texas every 12 months.
Right.
So that's one of the main reasons we do it. But congratulations on your success. I mean, you must be a really good property manager.
I screen very well.
Good.
That's the main part. So with that said, this tenant that just called me, they want to extend for 1 year, and I want to see what your strategy. So the question I'm having, the first of the questions is, what about the deposit? If you're ending that previous lease, you kind of have to account for the deposit and then start it from scratch. How do you do that?
Roll over their deposit. If they had a $1,500 deposit before, then you leave it $1,500 and just put that into the new lease. You just roll it over. You don't collect another deposit.
So So what about the damages that happened? Maybe they didn't disclose something last year, and I signed them up for this year, and this is a new lease, but deposit is from, like, it just all gets messy, I think.
If you find real damage that's more than wear and tear, you need to ask them to, you need to make them aware that they can fix it before you come back. But if they don't fix it, that you're going to fix it, and then you will charge them.
Okay.
Then when they pay their rent, and let's say it was a $500 repair, the first $500 of that rent goes towards the repair. They're now behind on their rent, and you need to let them know that.
So I guess I need to close that lease and that old business with a deposit by really going and inspecting the property and like seeing if anything.
Yeah, I always sign the lease. I always go to their house to sign the lease.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. I have another question. Do you recommend creating a separate LLC, maybe a management company, to do the business from, to sign the leases into?
Not on single family, Anna. On multifamily apartments or self-storage or assisted living or any of the other types, yeah, you do an LLC for every one, but there's really not a lot of protection using an LLC to manage your properties. Your protection comes from your insurance policies. You should have $300,000 on each house liability and $1 million umbrella policy over all of your houses. And then just make sure you take good care of your houses so nobody gets hurt.
Right. Okay. And the third question, can you recommend an attorney that I can sit down with and talk about lease? Because in 10 years, I've added some stuff. I beefed it up. It's great. It's better than the ordinary tower lease, the standard lease. But now I'm wondering if it's all enforceable.
Yeah, most definitely. When you email me, put both questions in there. One about leases longer than a year, and then that you need an attorney.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Anna. I appreciate the phone call. You take care. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This JOB strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. I've got a email here. My email is open to you. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. You may also call at any time with question about anything to do with building your second stream of income with real estate. It is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Or again, email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, the first one I better address is someone wants to reserve a seat for the workshop Thursday night. I cannot reserve you a seat at this email. Go to gettotalwealth.com. In upper right-hand corner, it will say free sample class. Just click that yellow button, and you can reserve a seat there either online or live in person at our offices. Again, if you want to come to our free sample class where I show you how we make money with both single family and commercial property, everything from strip shopping centers to apartment complexes to you name it, self-storage, assisted living, if it produces cash flow and it's backed up by real estate, we're interested. So If you want to check that out and see how you can build a second stream of income for yourself and your family with real estate, come Thursday night, 6:30 to 8. And those are real times. We're done and out of there by 8. Go to gettotalwealth.com, upper right-hand corner, free sample class button, and you can reserve a seat there. Okay, this next question, I'm just going to leave this person anonymous. There's a company out there that puts down other companies, and they're asking, wow, this is a loaded question. All I can tell you is anybody who puts down the competition is weak and insecure and can't be trusted. That's all I'll say about that. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Let me get my phone line up. It's Chris in Katy. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, I'm interested to know. I don't have any rental properties anymore. I divested of them last year.
Okay.
I'm thinking about renting out some space in my second home.
Okay.
Do you know what the tax consequences are of that, being that it's a dwelling? It's not a complete rental property.
Yeah, this is so far over my head, Chris. It's embarrassing. I don't know. I do know that you have to go through a lot of record keeping to do that. Then you have to measure the amount of the house that they're using. It's very complex, but a good CPA can teach you how to do it the first time, and then you can do it on your own after that. So you just need a good CPA.
If you have to depreciate that part of the property?
Ooh, I would assume you do. But you still get the full depreciation.
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to affect that at all. But again, I could be wrong, Chris.
Right.
If you need a CPA, fire me an email, and I'll send you an incredible guy.
Ask Steve, right?
Yeah, ask Steve at gettotalwealth.com.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Sorry I couldn't be more help, Chris. You take care. Yeah, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I do want to build on that answer. I don't like renting rooms out. If you're going to rent a room out and you're going to be there on occasion, you got to screen the daylights out of them. You need to go to Disney World for a week with them. Get to know them. I have yet to see a roommate situation that wasn't just filled with drama. I mean, it's not worth it from what I've seen. But my experience with it is very limited. In other words, maybe only the people that are dissatisfied with it are calling me. And the people who do like it don't bother calling because they don't need help. So I could have a skewed point of view. But I know when I was in college and I was renting a room with two other guys, it was drama all the time. So-and-so left their socks in the living room. So-and-so did this. So-and-so did that. Who used my butter? You got to screen the daylights out of them. It's hard enough to find a family that gets along to lease your space, let alone renting rooms to a stranger. So please, Chris, be cautious of that. Screen the daylights out of them, which of course includes criminal report, credit report. Talk to the present landlord and previous landlord. Talk to his employer. Verify the income as well as likelihood of continued employment and so on. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, let's get to this next email question. And actually, there's two of them almost identical. About kind of asking me to crystal ball the coming year or two. And if you've listened to me for a long time, you know I hate the crystal ball. It's all speculation. It's all gambling. It's all guessing. I've seen real estate geniuses get it wrong over and over and over again. Men and women much more educated than me. So that's why I hate doing it. But my prediction is there's going to be a correction. The correction will be both in the stock market and the real estate market. The correction in the stock market may have already begun. The correction in the real estate market, I predict, will be towards the end of the year. If you want to study this a little more, go to YouTube, look up Ken McElroy. Ken McElroy. And excuse me, I think it's McElroy, McElroy. He's got probably my favorite. I'm in the middle of an hour and a half class on predictions right now, so I'll share that with you tomorrow. But he sees the end of the year as the latest that it could occur. That as COVID ends, the moratorium on evictions ends, the moratorium on foreclosures ends, there's 2.8 million homes in forbearance. 2.8 million homes, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months behind on their payment. They're not going to be able to catch up, and they're going to want to sell and move to an apartment to save their credit so they don't lose their home and get a foreclosure. So that all those properties are going to come on the market, and I think it's going to lower the prices. Now, do I think it's going to be as dramatic as 2008, 9, and 10? I do not. I think it's going to be a subtle correction, but it will be long term. I don't see it switching back and going up in the near future. I think it's going to be a dip, and it's going to stay there for a while. Now, that's good news for us as real estate investors, because what are we praying for? A correction, a down market, because we make as much or more money in the down market than we do in the up market. Okay, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I highly recommend that you write it down or put it in your device, because a lot of times you listen to my show and you hear me say stuff and he's like, oh, Steve's crazy. That can't be true. And then later on you go, you know, it might be. I'd like to ask Steve a question or verify, and you don't have my email. So put it in your device, write it down. Fire me an email anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. You may also call me. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question, jump in right now so we have plenty of time to answer it. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com or call me. I'm supposed to be giving out the phone number, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, the next question, really is kind of a personal question, so I'm going to leave it anonymous. This is a police officer. We have quite a few police officers, members of our group, and they're there, as you suggest, to build a second stream of income. Trying to get to the question. Okay. You've got good credit, but most of your money's sitting in an IRA. That's actually okay, Anonymous. We know how to use IRAs and even 401ks to buy real estate without taking the money out of the IRA or 401k, meaning you are not going to owe taxes or a penalty to do so. And I teach that in the Saturday class. We will refer to that a little bit this Thursday evening. You're already scheduled for that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And just holler at me after the workshop. We'll all have a beer or a glass of wine, and I'll be answering questions at that time. So just holler at me. I think I can answer your question one-on-one very quickly. But yes, you're in the perfect position to do this. You have more money than the average member does. Yeah, you're in a great position. You're sitting there. Let me add these up. Yeah, you're sitting there with $300,000 or $400,000 when you add them all up. That is a huge amount of money if you know what you're doing with it. Huge. At a 20% rate of return, that's $80,000 a year for the rest of your life, plus that pension you mentioned. You're going to lead a very quality lifestyle in retirement if you do what we're doing. So thank you for the email, Anonymous, and I'll see you Thursday. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, that's not an email, that's just bigger pockets. Hold on one second. Let me see what this is. This is a funny question. I'll leave it anonymous because they didn't put a name. Another loaded question. Do I think real estate prices are going to go up or down under Biden? I think they're going to go down. I think he's going to let the interest rate creep up. He's not a good businessman. He may be a good person deep down, but his policies, he doesn't like wealthy people. He doesn't like successful people. He doesn't like business because he's not good at those things. He's jealous and insecure of successful people. That's why he wants to tax them 52%. So, yes. Now, do I believe it's 100% his fault that real estate prices are going to drop? No. I think it would have happened no matter what because we're due for a correction. It's just you can look at the historical pattern of when it goes up, when it goes down, and so on. We're due for a correction. Now, is he going to make it a little bit worse than it would have been under, say, Trump or something like that? Absolutely. Because, again, he's a terrible businessman. He's jealous of businesses. He's jealous of successful people. That's just who he is. So there's my answer. I wonder how much trouble I just got in. Okay. If you want to yell at me, it's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. I do enjoy a well-placed curse word, so don't hesitate to include those. All right, let's get to the next email. Let's see. This one is raising rents during COVID. Yeah, absolutely. This is an easy one because it's just a simple question. Is anyone raising rents during COVID? From Michael. Michael, absolutely. Rents are going up. has nothing to do with COVID. Well, I guess it might if you know, because the foreclosures really haven't started yet. So I don't think that's pushing people. I think it's just natural inflation, and there's so many beautiful properties out there that are underpriced that slowly but surely those prices are coming up. So Michael, don't hesitate. If you've got a lease expiring, raise that rent. Now be careful. People will move for $50 and they won't for $35. Now that's different for different parts of the country, but be cautious that you don't over increase it and lose a tenant. You know, a make ready is around $3,000. Keeping them in saves you $3,000. It's all about tenant retention once they move in. So be careful that you don't raise it too much, Michael, but absolutely go on and raise the rent. All right. Email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This next... Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm just going to say this. This is from Johan. He was trying to place an ad on apartments.com, and when he said no smokers, that's discriminating against a class of people. That's a class of people? Suicidal people who want to kill themselves very slowly but surely? That's a protected class? Had no idea. Johan, I will look that up and find out, but apartments.com is extremely credible. If they're saying that's a protected class, that's a trip, because I put that in my ads all the time, that I don't want smokers in my house. Or if they do smoke, they have to smoke outside. I don't mind them. You know, you want to kill yourself, do it, but not inside my house. So I'm not sure they're right, but they are credible. So I'll look into it, Johan, and get back to you tomorrow by email. Protected class, suicidal. That is crazy. Alternatives. This is a question about a 12-unit from Melissa. Whew. What have you got? There isn't city sewer. Yeah, there are septic systems. You might need multiple, but most assuredly there are septic systems that can handle it. My question, Melissa, is what's there now? Isn't there a septic system there now? I misread. You're building affordable housing. You've sketched out a two. Okay, Melissa, I gotta beat you up a little bit on this one. Why would you close on a deal when you don't have all the facts on it? That's totally nuts. Sorry, Melissa, crazy. You should not close on a deal until you know what it's gonna cost to put the sewer in, what it's gonna cost to put the water in, what it's gonna cost to put the electrical in. How could you possibly do this? Melissa, stop where you're at. Do not close this deal until you have all the information. What if adding the water is, you know, $200,000? That could kill your deal. That is, Melissa, stop. Sorry to be so brutal, but this is an example of someone who doesn't know what they're doing, taking a major risk, and you better back off. Go get all the information before you close. The complete package. Every expense before you close. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've
been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll